And to put that into some further perspective, we go to what the New South Wales Education Minister has called one of the state's worst schools. For years, Walgett High has been grappling with the problems of pupils attacking teachers, violent fights between students, and high truancy levels. In the latest incident at the school, two teenagers have been charged with affray and intimidation. Tamina Ansari travelled to Walgett to report this story.
In this video obtained exclusively by the ABC, a 13-year-old girl is being attacked by a group of students at Walgett High School. Her mother, Leonie Simpson, says it's not the first time.
It came to the school's attention that she'd been bullied early because I had a couple of teachers pull me up in the street, or presentation day, I had one teacher come to me and tell me that my child is bullied that much it makes her cry. I had another Aboriginal legal aide say that she's concerned because she heard one day when she was getting bullied say, "I've had enough, I'm going to kill myself." Well, so they did know what was going on up there. I did know here at home, but when I'd send her to school, I thought she'd be safe.
Miss Simpson felt she had no choice but to transfer her daughter to a school in Dubbo, which meant her child had to leave home to live in an Aboriginal youth hostel. She believes the school should have done more to protect her daughter.
She had bruising under her eyes. She had a very swollen nose, but her heart was terrible broken. She didn't want to go back to the school no more. She didn't want to leave Walgett.
Walgett High School is one of 15 schools across the state running the Connected Communities program. Introduced 3 years ago, it's aimed at supporting the state's most disadvantaged schools with high Aboriginal populations. Critics say the program is a failure. The New South Wales Education Minister is Adrian Piccoli.
Well, I've never heard anybody say that it's a dismal failure at all. I've never heard anybody say that. Connected Communities, I think, is going really well, actually. We've got 15 schools. Some of them are going absolutely brilliantly. We've seen big improvements in places like Wilcannia, places like Walgett. We're still struggling, particularly in the high school.
But a former principal at the school, Richard Rule, disagrees.
Children will lose their tempers and start fights. Knives have been drawn, bricks have been thrown. And I think this is a very stressful environment for young teachers in particular who come out there as their first appointment, and they are not really given very much in the way of strategies to deal with these sorts of incidents.
Richard Rule believes one of the major sources of strife stems from the Aboriginal Educational Consultative Group in Walgett. The AECG is part of Connected Communities and provides advice on education on behalf of the Aboriginal community to the department.
The AECG adopts a role in Walgett of commentator and critic, and this is one of the reasons the staff leave and lose confidence, because it doesn't matter what they do, they get hammered by members of the AECG and other groups in the town. And the school is the only one doing the heavy lifting, for heaven's sake.
Anne Dennis is the head of the AECG in Walgett.
It's not a matter of just one issue. It's quite complex, and, you know, it's not about blaming an individual or, you know, a person. It's about how do we work together as in a partnership.
Leonie Simpson again.
It would be lovely if things were dealt with the right way and the kids understood, you know, this can't go happening at school. It would have been nice if my kid could have went back to school.
The next generation of students are already looking into the future. Melissa Haley is school captain.
Who knows? All I just know is that I want to go to uni and get out of Walgett.
Walgett High School captain Melissa Haley, ending Tamina Ansari's report.